Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with my mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hi, guys.
Is that our official intro? I feel like I say that every time.
I think it is. I think pretty much it is.
All right. My dog's already whining. It is a true All Things Internet podcast.
Yes, it is.
Happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day.
I love the Earth.
It's the Earth. It's
the Earth. Love the Earth.
You know who has a better I Love the Earth song?
Who does?
Lil... Hold on. You're gonna love his name. Lil Dicky. I'm just getting over a cold, everyone. So sorry if I'm sniffly or stuffed up. I'm getting over a cold. But Lil Dicky made my Blaze. We're trying to podcast. This is the third time trying to start this podcast.
Stop it.
Thank you. He froze.
He licks the backs of my arms and it tickles so bad. And right now he's sniffing. Duncan's barf was.
Oh, God. Super grandma stayed up till 5 a.m. with Flynn last night and then went and babysat the other four grandchildren this morning. So super grandma's a little tired. I'm a little sick.
Sorry,
Blaze is a little thirsty for the taste of grandma.
Blaze,
enough. Enough.
There we go.
He'll listen. You just got to tell.
That paw was going, he's like brushing my hair with his paw.
I have the biggest scratch on my leg. When I was super, super sick, I was delirious and I sleepwalked into my office and fell asleep on the couch in my tiny little short shorts because I had such a fever. I was sweating constantly. And he came and wanted to cuddle on the couch. So he jumped on me.
Ouch.
And then his paw slipped and his paw just scraped the upper thigh like crazy.
Ouch.
So you can't see it if I'm wearing normal shorts.
Yeah.
But if I'm wearing like short shorts or like undies,
shorts,
it's like it's like a 4-inch just gouged in my leg. He meant love. He wanted to cuddle.
4-inch long, not wide.
Correct.
Gotcha.
It's a claw wide.
Yeah.
He doesn't know how big he is.
No.
All right. So it's Earth Day. Let's try this again. Happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day.
Lil Dicky made a music video called We Love the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
I did not realize that it was Earth Day or that Earth Day was around. I just tweeted on Saturday, let's do something nice for the Earth. And everyone was like, Earth Day is Monday. And I was like, oh, what?
Oh.
I was just saying like, let's be nice to the Earth, guys. I didn't realize it was Earth Day soon. But Lil Dicky made a music video. I don't want to say he's a YouTuber because I feel like he's more than that. You've never heard of him, right?
No.
He does.
Digital creator.
He's a rapper.
Oh.
He's a rapper, but he's, I think, just specifically just does these epic songs and videos and then puts them on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched a lot of his stuff. I really like it all. But he made a song called We Love the Earth, and he got a lot of famous people to collab with him.
Oh, cool.
Ariana Grande, Justin Bieber, Leonardo DiCaprio, Kevin Hart, just like a bunch of people were on it. It's all cartoons, and it's just a song saying we love the earth and spreading awareness to the fact that scientists have proven if we don't change the way we treat the earth, in 12 years, it'll all be irreversible, and it will just die.
Wow.
So, do you believe, because you're from a generation that didn't really care about like recycling and
stuff. Because we didn't think about it.
Yeah, you guys didn't have to think about it because you didn't see the effects yet.
Right.
And now I'm from the generation where we're seeing the effects.
Yeah.
And so I feel like my generation's much more like, oh my God, generations before us, what were you doing? We have to turn this around, but you guys are still around. And you guys are like, nah, we didn't do that. That's not us. You're all making it up.
I never said that.
Oh, I said your generation.
Oh,
like the people in politics. But what side are you on? Do you think that we're the ones messing it up?
Yeah, I think every time you move forward, sometimes it's two steps back in a different direction.
Even though
you're still moving forward because...
Yeah, like we came out, like we discovered like plastic can be so convenient with everything. But then in that same step, we're destroying the earth.
Right.
Yeah, so
I think it's making people be more creative and coming up with biodegradable things yeah, that, you know,
people are finally starting to do yes, that, but it yes. took way too long, and it's yeah. because you didn't see the effects. Right. Like growing up,
well, and we've gotten a lot.
What?
Nah, I wouldn't say smarter. We have
some of us. Well, every year science progresses, so yes. we do get more information.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yes. So that's true.
Anyway. We were ignorant back then.
Yeah. It's yeah. just you didn't know. You didn't know. But now
it's
you know.
Kind of like in my grandmother's day, they reused things, they recycled things, not
but that's
not
because
for the
they
sake
had,
of
they
recycling,
didn't have money.
Because they had to, their depression, all that stuff. They yeah. had to. You know, use the flour sack to make dresses. That's your material, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
In my era,
everyone was like, it's not the depression anymore.
No, and it was, yeah, the baby boomers.
Yes. Y'all messed us up, man.
Hey.
You raised us right.
I recycle.
You do recycle, and you clean out your recycling before you put it in the recycle bin, which I have to say, props to you for that.
Thank you.
You don't put trash in the recycle bin, which I appreciate because some people in my household will throw lots of food away in the plastic containers. It pisses me off. But anyway, Lil Dicky came out with the song. It's an anthem to spread awareness, but also all the money he makes on it is going to go to help the environment, whether it's research or facilities to fund stuff, because there is so much stuff that could change the way the earth is right now or like going towards, but people won't fund it. Like, there's so many different things, like, to place, like, if you go on Facebook all the time, I know no one does, but there are so many things out there, like, people have created machines to go sweep the ocean.
Right, those are cool.
Those are so cool, but there's not enough funding to make
the ocean's
multiple.
Huge.
And the ocean's huge, I know that, but, like, cleaning up harbors and, like, just anything. We know where there's a bunch of plastic.
Yep.
There's a huge island of plastic in the middle of the ocean. We could go there and clean it. Mm-hmm. But people just haven't funded it or created a contraption big enough to do it.
Yeah. Well, they don't see it. It's
exactly.
not
exactly out of sight, out of mind.
Yes. Them at this exact moment.
I think super, super rich people will Notre Dame burnt down.
Sad.
Very sad. It's a landmark. It's a historical thing. It's a religious thing. It's sad. It's never happy when something burns down. Right. I'm never happy about it. Always sad. It's raised almost $1 billion.
Wow.
For the reconstruction. So rich people are out there and willing to spend money, but it's out of sight, out of mind kind of thing, I think. And because rich people live in environments that are kept clean, they don't see how dirty it can get. And they see dirty and they just think poor. I don't think they think, this is me speculating. I have no facts behind what I'm saying right now. I don't think they see like, oh, this isn't a world issue that we should solve. They just think it's like, oh, they're dirty, that's poor. Is what I think that their mindset is. And like
some are out there really trying to make a difference.
Yes, Leonardo DiCaprio is one of them. Like, I didn't realize how involved he was with saving the earth and whatnot. He's super, super involved with it.
Is he?
Yeah. And thank you, Lil Dicky, not that he listens to this, but for using his platform for good.
Yeah.
It's something I'm getting more and more passionate about as time goes on. Animal rights and the environment.
Yes.
I'm in no way an environmentalist. But I think that this is the time to do something about it. So why not? Because if we don't, we die. But I hear a lot of people say, like, there's you recycling that isn't going to save the earth. And I'm like, my mom just mouthed the name of someone that we both love who says that. But so many things to say that. One, every small difference is a difference. Mm-hmm. Every small step is something.
Yeah.
If everyone in the world recycled that one thing they weren't going to recycle, that's a lot of stuff that ends up being recycled.
And you know what? You can get money when you recycle.
Yes.
Go back and get your money.
As a kid, we recycled because Trent and I would get all the bottles and cans. We'd go dig in trash cans and get bottles and cans. Wheel it down to the...
It's an adventure.
Sklaris down the street.
Yes, that was a grocery store in the olden days.
And get $12 for our month worth of cans.
Yeah.
We earned our coin.
That's right.
And a lot of people also say, like, well, it's the government and big companies that are ruining the earth. Like, you going, like, trash-free or vegan isn't going to solve anything. Well, like, it's the same as kicking someone when they're down. Why would you add to the mess?
Yeah.
Like... You don't need to add to it. You helping helps. Like, you go out, find some trash, throw it in the trash can. That helps. I just don't get people who are like, well, me doing it all by myself isn't going to change the earth. So I'm just going to continue ruining it.
Yeah.
Like, I've never, I don't understand that.
I've seen those things where people go trash free, or they try to go trash, and they have this little handful. I'm like, what happens when they order from Amazon?
They don't. That's the thing.
See?
They go to grocery stores where everything's in bins.
And yeah. And they have to, like, containers.
Yep. And they bring their own bags.
Bottles.
Yeah. They put everything in, like, mason jars.
Yeah. It's, see, I can't do that. That's too much.
I, right now in my life, have not a strong desire to do that. I could. We can do all things. Humans can do all things we set our mind to, except, like, you know, fly with our arms. But
I can't in my dreams.
I can never get up, man.
No,
I can jump really high and be in the air, like, have really long lag time.
You got to flap or run just right, then you can get up. But then the power wires get in my way.
I've never had that dream.
Oh,
it's always like I can jump and then, like, really good air time, man.
Yeah.
Like a good, like, solid 20 seconds in the air, but then I have to land again. I'm not flying. I'm jumping. Kind of like Thor.
Flying. I love flying in my dreams.
Well, who wouldn't love flying in their dreams?
So fun.
I forgot what I was saying.
Earth Day.
I know. But I have no idea what I was saying. But let's just try a little harder.
Pick up a piece of trash off the street, people.
Pick up a piece of trash. Seek out a recycling bin, not just a trash can.
So when we are going on our next hike, Rachel...
Let's take a trash
bag. We're taking trash bags.
Let's take a trash bag.
Because I was disgusted
with the trash. I've been wanting to do that. I was going to do it for my birthday, and then I forgot because I'm the worst. But, like, just go out once a week with a trash bag and just fill it with full of trash.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do.
Yeah, people do that in Santa Barbara. We take trash bags, go down to the beach, just pick up the
trash. There's a community in my neighborhood that goes to the bike path and walks 4 miles and picks up all the trash they see. I love them. I should join them. Why I haven't, I don't know. I just feel like I don't fit in with the 60-year-old ladies.
Well, you know what? You do. You fit in with me. I'm almost 60.
Yeah, you're my mom, though. That's different.
Yeah, you have to love me, huh?
Yeah. But so I've come up with just little ways.
Oh, let's hear.
Little ways that you could help. So take one napkin instead of two at restaurants. Or take two instead of three.
There we go.
Three
instead
of four. Just take
two instead of three.
Okay, the mic's messed up, but now we're working again. We'll keep an eye on them. But yeah, napkins. Just take one less than you normally do. I'm a huge napkin user. But with my tissues, I was like, the only... other, like, eco-friendly way to blow up my nose is
cloth.
Do into my hands and then
wash my hands.
Or use a cloth. But
yeah,
the amount of cloths and washing... Oh, it stopped. Okay. The amount of cloths and washing I'd have to do would be insane, which since I live in California and water is so limited, I felt like using tissues was better than using handkerchiefs in that scenario.
And they also biodegrade.
Yeah. I could get a better biodegradable one. Matt keeps, we get a lot of takeout, and he likes using the plastic forks when he eats takeout. He hates using one of our metal forks when we get food delivered or picked up. And so I bought him a pack of biodegradable, made from plants.
Yes.
Hard plastic, but not plastic. And he uses those now. Because I was like,
great.
That's a small step. It's a small little thing. Make sure you turn off a light when you leave a room.
Yeah.
I've also done multiple eco-friendly products testing videos.
Yes,
there was one I did where you plug it into an outlet. Let's think into an outlet. It's on a timer. And then you plug your appliance into that timer thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you press the button. It gives power for however long you set the timer for.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it shuts power off to electronics. Because even when things are plugged in, even if they're off, they're still conducting electricity. So that is one of my favorite products. I use it all over my house. I think I bought like 6 of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're not in here, Mom. I'm She's looking around. They're in my bathroom. There's a bunch in my kitchen. I use it for my coffee bean grinder.
Yeah.
I use it for my dehumidifier in my bathroom. I use it for the food processor. I use it for the lamp in the living room. Like, we just use it. That is one of the easiest things.
Yeah.
I also got a solar power Morphe battery pack. So when I'm on the go, I can charge my phone.
Yeah.
Just using a little less electricity. You know, next time you're at a place like at a Taco Bell or a, you know, fast food, just don't get a lid and a straw for your cup and then just throw it away when you're done with your meal.
Oh, you're right.
So, like, instead of, you know, whatever. Yeah. And people are like, that's not going to change the whole world. I was talking to my friend Rachel Wintling about it. It's when you say no straw, it's, yeah, the straws, not getting that straw is not going to change the whole world, but it starts a mindset.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you think, and it makes you being like, okay, I denied that straw. Good. What else can I do?
Right.
Or just reminds you, or it reminds other people around you. It's not about the straw. It's about the act of not getting the straw and the mindset that it puts you in.
Right.
And,
people around you notice, and you know, at first it might be annoying.
Yes.
But then you start thinking about it and
yeah, and it kind of, it leads to stuff. Like
it does.
So.
And you feel better about yourself.
You do. You feel better about yourself. Let's talk about that. It's all about us. But
that's true.
When I was in Six Flags with Christopher, they sell you bottles of everything, like bottles of water, bottles of this, so you can take it and walk around the park with it and it's not right. a cup. But for it took about 4 trash cans for there to be a recycle bin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So when I say like seek out a recycle bin, you have to seek them out because they're not there, which is ridiculous. Right. But they're like, you were selling me all this plastic, but you're not giving me a place to put it. So anyway, try going vegan for a day or two. I know people don't realize that being vegan is good for the environment because of all like the pollution that animals have to put out. Like their poop puts out so much bad gases that you're looking at me. Do you not know that? Did you believe?
No, I've heard this. Yeah. I was thinking of my chickens and how their poop stinks.
Yeah. You got that's me going out in the, that's going in the air. It's, you know, and like the production to get you your meat. If you go vegan, it's actually good for the environment. Just for a day, just try it. You don't have to do it for your life. Just try it. I know Jenna Marbles used to be vegan on the weekdays and not on the weekends.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was like, that's cool. Like, if it's not your whole lifestyle, if you can't give up stuff, just try and give it up for a couple days at a time. See what happens.
It's like giving up, you know, that...
The thing for Lent.
Yeah.
Giving up something for Lent.
Yeah, I have to have him.
You know, whatever. But yeah, that's all real. I just been on a rant for 16 minutes about saving the Earth.
That's okay. It's Earth Day.
It's Earth Day. So I'm allowed to. So... Suck it. Just think about the products. Just think of, I buy myself, we use Bounty paper towels in our household, but I've started buying the paper towels that are made from cane sugar and bamboo because those grow so much faster than trees. Mm-hmm. And for other little projects, because sometimes you need that thick paper towel to get you your job done, but for little tiny things like squishing a bug, or you know, that's a little thing over here.
So you have two spindles. One with good paper towels and one with Not so great,
but they're good for the environment. Because I am fully aware that eco-friendly products sometimes aren't up to par with what we're used to.
Thank you for saying out that, of things. Rachel.
I'm fully aware. Like, cardboard straws suck.
Ew. No, thank you.
Bamboo straws are amazing.
Yeah.
So, like, there are things you have to test out to see what fits your lifestyle, but also you might have to shift your lifestyle a little bit.
Right.
But try out different stuff. I think I'm going to have to do another eco-friendly product testing video. Because I use a lot of the stuff that...
I'll help you.
Okay, you'll help me? Because you're a true person to test. Because I will try something and be like, I could get used to this.
Me?
You are stubborn. Yeah. You're set your path. Your life is done. not done. Not dead. You have the things you like. You know what you like.
I know what I like.
You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Oh, now I'm an old dog. Thank you, Rachel.
It's okay. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
So I'll order some stuff and have you test it.
That sounds great.
All right. Let's sounds do great. We'll move on because I know a lot of people are probably bored with this.
Okay. Next.
So, just an update. I got notice that our pens that we released, the chicken and the blaze, are being manufactured right now. They were pre-ordered before. Mm-hmm. Now they're making them.
Yay.
Hopefully they'll be shipped out within the next 2 weeks.
I can't wait to get mine in the mail.
We only ordered 100 of each. Both are... half or over half sold right now, so once they're gone, they're gone. You can't get them again.
Mm-hmm.
So order them now or else you snooze, you lose.
Saucy
Even hang out with Corey. Okay, update on Danielle Cohen.
Yes,
she admitted the entire thing was a prank. If you missed last episode or just haven't been on the internet, this 15-year-old randomly said she was throwing a gender reveal party, that she was pregnant, and then that she got married to her 15-year-old boyfriend. Everyone was abuzz. No one knew what to think of it. Some people were saying mean things. We held off on judgment until this happened. The whole thing was fake. She said...
And she was sponsored.
Yes. Ask it to that. She said the whole thing was to bring awareness to teenage pregnancy. It was not. It was to bring awareness to herself, her channel, to her boyfriend. And she said that 15% of the AdSense she makes on the video will go to Planned Parenthood.
Why not all of it?
Right? Why not all of it? because she was in it from the money, and she added that part because she started getting hate before she filmed that
if
part.
If you're doing something to bring awareness to something, you give all of it.
Like Lil Dicky with his We Love the Earth video.
You give all of it.
I'm going to show you the video after this, by the way. Okay. The Lil Dicky one. Okay. I did not watch Daniel Cohen's video because she had, I think it was...
Me either.
15 sponsors?
Wow.
It was 5 sponsors on a 15-minute video or something like that. I did not watch it. I saw a screenshot of it. I had friends who watched it, and they reported back to me. But I didn't want to watch it. I didn't want to be a part of that. But she had an energy drink sponsor the video itself.
Wow.
So I just... Okay, YouTube's over here demonetizing people.
Yep.
And blocking comments to protect the children. But and here's a child.
Yes.
Getting sponsored up the wazoo, having ads put on her video left and right, which is just beyond me. And YouTube's fine with it. And she's faking teenage pregnancy.
Yeah.
You don't mess with that.
Yeah.
There are so many women who can't get pregnant. So many women whose lives got turned upside down because they accidentally got pregnant in high school. This isn't something you joke about. Pregnancy isn't, I think pregnancy is off the table for me with jokes.
Yep.
Like, just because so many people around me have struggled with it so much in different forms.
Yeah.
Just not being able to, miscarrying, all different types of stuff. Mm-hmm. You don't mess with that. And I know this chick is young. She's got a lot to learn in life. You learn as you grow.
Where are her mentors?
What I'm saying. Where are her parents? They're probably bathing in the money she's making from all these ads.
Well, no.
Why not?
I wouldn't be bathing in money if you made ads.
You are a rare object, Mom. My mom won't just let us hand her money. And it pisses us off so much. So we make her...
We have to support you.
I know. But you supported us. Now it's time for us to support you.
Well, when I'm old and decrepit, support away.
Yeah, we're trying.
Oh! Burn.
But a lot of people do, when their children are successful, just live off their children.
Mm-hmm.
My mom will not allow that. I think Dad would, if you weren't around.
Dad would.
Dad's like, I have worked.
He would quit his job.
That man has worked hard and long hours.
Yes,
and
he has.
The amount of coach flights he had to take to Singapore and China. Oh, my God. That man has worked. So we create jobs for my mom. You'll work for your money.
I'll work for it. You give me a job, I'll do it. Boom.
Okay. Anyway. Yes. But anyway, I'm sure her parents are just loving her money.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna speculate. Yeah. But
So
I have to say I'm very much against this. I think she has a lot to learn.
Mm-hmm. Well, she learned if she lies, she gets a lot of money.
That I know, right? Ugh. Because she gained a lot of subscribers. She did lose a lot when she announced it was fake, but not as many as she had gained since the announcement. It's so annoying that the people that just get away with this stuff.
Yep.
They get away with it and they profit off of it. It just bugs me as someone who's like, who tries really hard to be pretty careful about what I do and say.
That's true.
But I don't think she cares.
No, someday she will.
She doesn't seem like a person that cares about her integrity.
Maybe someday she will.
Let's hope.
Because that's hard to get back. Once you lose it, it's hard to get back.
Yeah. But on the internet, you never know if they're going to forgive you real quick or not.
Yep.
She might get forgiven real quick.
Next.
we try and keep things ad friendly.
Yeah.
We try to keep it clean, family oriented.
Stress-free.
Sweat-free. Which is why she's so proud of herself for helping me lead into our sponsor for the day. Which is why brands like Myro sponsor us. Myro is an all-natural deodorant with a custom blend of essential oils that release over time, so it can keep you fresh and dry for long periods of time.
I have like a cucumber, and I'm loving it.
What scent did you get? I'm cucumber. More flowery. It lasts all day through intense workouts. I play basketball with it on, and I sweat. It's 40 minutes of me running, and I don't run well, and I don't smell bad afterwards. I still smell fine.
Yeah.
So it does work through the sweat.
It does.
And there's no toxic anything. It's 0% aluminum, which is really hard to find in deodorants because everything's antiperspirant, anti blah, 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 which just means that there's just a bunch of toxins in it. This is toxic free. There's no aluminum. There's no parabens. It's all super safe. They've had it tested. So what you do is you just go online, You choose the color of your case. So you get a case, just really cute little colors. Don't like there's matte colors, you know, it's all cute. And then you pick a scent. And then they every 3 months, they send you a new cartridge. It's actually called a scent pad, but it's a cartridge. Mm-hmm. But scent pad's cute. But it's what goes in the case. So it's good for the environment. They actually, so back to Earth Day, ladies and gentlemen, they reduce plastic waste by 50% compared to other deodorant brands, the drugstore kind, because they're not replacing the plastic. Every month they're replacing the insides, and it clips in, and then you spin it, and it uses like normal deodorant. So, and it comes right to your door. So you order online, choose your case, choose your scent. Every 3 months they send you new ones, but you can also switch scents or press pause or stop literally anytime you want. Mm-hmm. It's totally fine. So you can be like, I don't want this anymore, and they're like, okay, we're sad, but okay. Or you can be like, I need a new scent. They're like, we understand. You need to spice up your life.
Or keep the cucumbers coming.
Or just keep the cucumbers coming.
It smells really good.
It's actually, I honestly use this every day.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy and proud to be sponsored by them because I think they're a great company. So do good, feel good, and smell good. Get 50% off your first order and get started today for just $5. It's usually $10. Well, that's it, guys. It's it to smell good. But it's only $5.
No
so
stink.
Go to mymyro.com/allthingsinternet and use promo code allthingsinternet at checkout. It's mymyro.com. So mymyro.com/allthingsinternet, which is the name of the show. And get your environmentally friendly, non-toxic, good smelling deodorant under your arms after you order it within a week, probably with shipping. Shipping's free. Okay. I didn't want to say today because it's online, so you have to wait a couple of days. All right. So, update. Taylor Swift is still teasing the thing that's going to release on the 26th, but we still don't know what it is. It's music. We know it's going to be music. But she started tweeting about it, and she just tweets a picture, a random picture with the date for 26th. Oh, okay. I don't really know.
26th, is that a Friday?
No, no,
it's Friday.
What a great day to release things.
Yeah. Enjoy it for the weekend.
Hey. Speaking of weekend, Easter was yesterday. Not really. We're recording this on Saturday because we wanted to enjoy Easter. So I have no idea what Easter was like. But
it's going to be amazing.
Easter. He has risen.
He has risen from the dead.
In celebration of Easter, Trisha Paytas released a new... My mom's covering her face. I love Trish. She's an amazing human being. She is everything that I wish I could be.
Confident.
That girl is confident.
Yeah.
She is an adult woman doing what she wants to do.
Doing and loving.
Not harming anybody.
Living and loving her
living
life.
Living her life. She wrote and put out a new song called Jesus Rises. She put out a Christmas Jesus song, an I Love You Jesus song, and now it's Jesus Rises. In celebration of Jesus rising from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
That girl's got some religion on us.
She does.
Teaching you. I loved it. There were peeps in the music video.
There were peeps.
There were peeps. I was like, this girl's on brand with Easter. She's getting it. So if you want to check that out, Trisha Paytas. Love her.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored by Trisha. She does not need to pay me for me to give her a shout out. All right. So an annoying thing that happened in the news. Okay, we've talked about Keemstar before because he covered that Romeo tattoo artist dude who, you know, was gross. But I've never been a huge fan of Keemstar just because he's just not my cup of tea. And usually I'm okay with that. But he tweeted out something that just kind of crossed the line with me this week. He tweeted out saying anxiety disorders are fake. Okay, I feel like I have a place to say because I do have a bachelor's degree in psychology. I've studied psychology, the mind, how people work, blah, blah, blah. He was basically saying, like, mental disorders are all fake, and it's just people saying, like, they think that if they have a mental disorder, it makes them cooler and different, so everyone now is saying they have a mental disorder.
Well, I'm sure there are people who do that.
Yes.
But...
Okay, there are, I've studied, and I've watched people, and there are people who do fake mental illnesses for attention. And they have a different kind of mental illness. And so that they need a different type of help than what they say. And I will say self-diagnosing is never safe.
Mm-hmm.
Self-medicating is never safe. So when someone says they self-diagnose, I want them to go get a professional opinion, because right. you could misdiagnose, you could be completely off, completely wrong, and try and deal with things the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say there are people who do that.
Right.
Mental illnesses, anxiety disorders, depression are all real.
Very real.
Yes, there's a difference from getting anxiety over a test than having an anxiety disorder. Those yep. are two different things.
Yep.
Every human will one day experience anxiety mm-hmm. because we're human beings. An anxiety disorder is something completely different. It's a state of mind. It's how you function every single day. And it's not just like, oh, this thing gave me anxiety. It's like the way someone lives, and it's an imbalance in your brain. It's a thing you can't control. You need professional help to right. get over it. Being sad one day is different than struggling being with depression.
Yeah.
You can get depressed in one point in your time and never deal with depression again.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people who struggle with depression every single day because it is a chemical imbalance in their brain that they cannot control, that they did not cause.
Mm-hmm.
And there are medications to help balance right. those chemicals.
And circumstances did not cause it.
Yes.
Yeah.
There are people who struggle from anxiety and depression because of like PTSD.
Yes. Yes.
These are real things that we should not minimize ever.
And we just should wiped never them all out yeah, right there.
We should never take them lightly. And he's like, well, I just feel like no one like 10 years ago ever had any of these things. And all of a sudden you're all saying you have them. And I think there are people who are saying they have them who don't.
Mm-hmm.
But that's always been true.
Yep.
And that's its own sort of disorder. But it's because people are more accepting now mm-hmm. of it. And people are starting to realize it. Suicide yeah. rates are still high.
Yeah.
And so by us talking about it and like bringing it to light, more people are going to admit to having it.
Right.
Just like there are the same amount of gay people from 20 years ago as now. It just doesn't seem like it, because back then
you
had to be closeted
mm-hmm.
or else you'd get stoned. I mean, mm-hmm. you still can
in
die
some
over
places
it.
You do. Yeah.
But that's why it seems like there's more now. Just like with a lot of things back in the day. Oh, you weren't allowed to do this or that, so it didn't exist as much. No, it always has existed. It's yeah. never not existed. It's just that now we're more open to it.
Right.
And
brought to light.
We're being more understanding and not being a little... I can't cuss because we have a sponsor. So I was just really disappointed.
Wow.
As a yeah. person who... he has such a big platform because he's done well for himself.
Mm-hmm.
He works hard, but he just... I think he crossed the line.
Yep.
And he did a poll being like, do you suffer from anxiety, yes or no? And it's an anonymous poll. And it was like 50-50. And he's like, that's impossible. 50% of the population has an anxiety disorder.
Would you put a blanket statement out there? Do you suffer from anxiety? What? Come on.
And it's like...
that could be,
Also, you're asking teenagers who have a lot of anxiety in their life.
Puberty's hard.
So I just think... and he also said... anxiety and depression and all those mental illnesses were made up by big pharma to push meds on you.
Wow.
Which is so false.
Mm-hmm.
And there are scientific studies that have nothing to do with big pharma that prove that someone that struggles with blank disorders, brain scans are completely different yep. than someone who doesn't struggle with it.
Yep.
It's all out, like, it's facts. It's like saying global warming's not real. It's like... it's like saying fire isn't hot. Like, these are just facts. You can't get around it.
Yeah.
Like, you can be ignorant and say those facts are lies, but then that's just being an idiot.
Yeah.
Which he is being.
Yeah.
So, and by saying like, suck it up, though your illnesses aren't real, makes people embarrassed or scared to come forward with it, which makes people scared to get help.
Yeah.
Like, by us being open, it leads people to hopefully get help that they wouldn't normally get. And like, that because you need help
mm-hmm.
like this when you struggle with something for a long period of time. Yes, you have a spout of depression and get over it, like you have after a hard breakup or whatever, you are depressed,
yeah,
you get sad. That's but when you different. Struggle with depression as a disorder, clinical you have depression. To get help or else it's not going to just go away. Right. Taking a walk and getting some sunshine isn't going to make it go away.
Right.
Exercising, people are always like, exercise, you'll feel fine. No, that's not how it works.
Yeah. Not if it's
like a real mm-hmm. hardcore thing. So I just have to say, he's an idiot. I don't agree with anything he said. He crossed the line. I know there was a lot of people that agreed with him.
It was irresponsible.
It's irresponsible. That's the word I want to say. It just like, yeah. It really upsets me when people, because I have a big platform, and when I see people using the same, their big platform for just negativity, yeah. Like, there's no reason for that.
Yeah.
You can think it and be wrong, but to spread that is yeah. so just messed up. And I can get it if he said, I feel like there's a lot of people who are lying about their
That's
mental
fine
illnesses.
To say. Yeah.
Okay. You can feel it. But to say it doesn't exist
yeah.
is just mind boggling. Anyway.
Next.
Coachella weekend 2 happened.
I heard mostly about Coachella weekend 1, not
yeah,
Coachella
I feel like
weekend 2.
Coachella weekend 2 isn't as big.
Probably not.
I don't even know if does Ariana perform at the both?
I think she has to do both. Beyonce did both.
I love that you know, because Colleen made you watch the Beyonce documentary, didn't
part
you?
Of it. She had two different outfits and they magically got changed. I'm like, what's going on? She's like, Mom, it was two different nights. I'm like, oh, thanks.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I just feel like weekend 2 isn't as big.
Probably not. Because you want to go to the first one. You
yeah,
want to be
get
the
out there,
opening night.
Because everyone's over the pictures after day 2. So if you go for the next
week. Over
weekend,
the pictures day 1.
Yeah, so was I. Oh, my God. And everyone was like, everyone takes pictures in front of the Ferris wheel. No, everyone took pictures in front of that rainbow tower.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone
yeah.
looked great.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, yeah. I don't know. Oh, someone said that the, you know how, like, Coachella and the hippies, it used to be flower crowns?
Yeah.
It's now... buttless chaps were the new flower crowns of Coachella, which is what we said.
James Charles. It was James Charles. Miranda did too. So
I did not watch her.
Oh, I
lookbook.
Watched her.
You watched her film it, didn't you?
Part of it, yes. Oh, and she turned around and I went, "What?"
Yeah. That she knows how to troll. I will say that.
Oh my gosh!
All right, that's all we have for news. Okay. We are going to play a new game.
Yes.
That someone sent me in my PO box for my birthday, but sent it. For the podcast, it's called Weird Things Humans Search For. We're going to call it the Google search game.
Yes.
Because I like to rename everything.
Yes, you do.
Oh, Mom. Never mind.
What happened?
I was going to talk about a different sponsor that we're not sponsored by today.
Oh, okay.
I'm wearing my Warby Parker glasses today.
They look cute. I was noticing
Thank
your
you.
Glasses
But we're not sponsored
really
by them today, but that's fine. I'm just going to say.
They are really cute.
I'm going to give them a shout out because it's cute. That's a free shout out, Warby. Okay.
So the basis of this game is...
Oh, yes. You explain,
They
Mom.
Give you a topic, a sentence, and then you have to come up with the most searched...
Ending to that
ending
sentence.
To that
so
sentence.
They'll start a sentence, and then you have to say what you think it ends with.
So, Rachel.
Yes.
What's at the bottom of a...
Well.
A well was number 3.
Yes!
They give you, like... The top 10. Black hole was number 1.
Oh, I do wonder.
Yeah. Okay, here you go.
Okay.
Are mustaches
itchy?
Not even on here.
Are mustaches pubic hair?
No. Oh, that's a good question. That's a good question, though.
Are mustaches manly?
That was number 10.
Oh.
So they said our mustaches cool. What's number 1? Making a comeback in style. Professional. Gay. Creepy. Allowed in the army. Attractive. Out of style. Or manly.
All right. So I'm failing. Okay, give me some more.
Okay. Will I go to hell for...
Masturbating.
Rachel!
It's on there, isn't it?
No.
What? Come on. Will I go to hell for cussing?
That's the number 10th.
That really and masturbation yeah. isn't on there?
Smoking cigarettes was number 1.
Oh, you know what? That would make sense because it's technically not in the Bible as a sin. But it is gross.
I keep hearing
a ringing noise.
That is number 4.
What is the number 1?
Footsteps.
Oh, that's
And
creepy.
The second one is voices. Okay, you do some to me.
Okay. Do cows
moo? No, that's
that's a terrible answer, Mom.
Do cows sing? Wait,
sing?
You were singing.
No, I'm feeling dead air. I'm doing the game show theme songs here. What?
Do cows fart?
No.
Oh.
You're really bad. These are smart.
Well, clearly I'm not going to get them.
Well, they're not smart. I mean, but they're like good questions. Do cows have horns, sleep standing up, drink milk? Yes.
But I know all those.
Get cold, have teeth, eat meat, eat hay, sweat, have hooves, have fur.
See, those are good.
All right.
Try me again.
Do robots have, oh my God, the first one is amazing.
A brain.
That's number 9.
Okay, I got one of them.
The number 1 question, do robots have dicks?
Oh my gosh.
Electric dreams is number 10. Give me one.
Why do my shoes
smell?
That's number 2. Squeak is number 1.
Oh, that makes sense. Why do shoes squeak?
Why do my shoes smell like cat pee is number 5.
I will answer that because your cat pissed in them. Yes. As someone who had cats who peed on everything growing up, for some reason we didn't train them right, I had cat pee on everything.
Yeah, you did.
Should I lie about
my income taxes?
No, that's not even a little bit on there.
Where age. I was. Oh, my age.
Yeah. All right, give me one more and we'll be done with this game. I like this one now. I think this would be a fun one to play in a group.
Oh, this one's... No, I'm not going to do that one.
This is kind of like... what's that show? Family Feud. This is kind of like Family Feud.
Donald Trump looks like...
an orange, a carrot, a potato, an idiot. None of
the- Mussolini, Donald Duck, Owen Wilson, Hillary, Biff, a Pokemon, Dr. Evil, Butter, a pumpkin, a blobfish.
Donald Trump looks like a...
Looks like...
Donald Trump looks like Hillary Clinton.
They didn't say Clinton.
That doesn't make sense.
One more, Rachel. All right, is it legal to own a...
hedgehog.
No, but you're on the right track.
Armadillo.
No.
Anteater.
No.
Warthog.
No.
All of those are very similar.
Fox, sloth, wolf, monkey, tiger, bear, tank, penguin, lion, and a raccoon.
A tank?
A tank.
Was that the only unanimal one
the
there was?
The only unanimal. Yeah.
All right. Well,
all right. That's that for that.
We will move on to questions.
Go for it.
So, hold on. I have to move my thing around. Cece asks, do you like dyeing eggs?
Mom? I do when it's at someone else's house.
Because it smells bad.
No, because it's a mess.
It is a mess. Yeah, but I feel like as we got older, it got more boring more quickly.
Yeah.
Like there's only so many designs I can make with an egg. Yeah. So I feel like that's where I am with that.
It's fun to have your kids do it.
Yeah.
I love watching people do it. And I'm not an artsy person, so it's hard for me to come up with something
other
than...
Yeah, like Colleen and Dad and Christopher come up with...
They do drawings on them and they make designs on them. And I'm like, it's pink.
There it is.
I can't think of anything else.
Okay. And then Kate asks, she asked me, I'm sure she didn't ask you this. Do you still want to have surgery to shorten your butt crack?
No. No, your butt crack is perfect.
I have a longer than normal butt crack. Did you know that butt cracks are different lengths? Mine's abnormally long. And it used to be a problem for me when I wore low rides. I don't wear those anymore. Also, I've just come to love my body.
Yeah,
I'm cool with it. So I don't think I'd get a butt crack surgery anymore.
People, it doesn't go up her back, like to the middle of her back.
No,
don't be thinking that.
It just makes it like I bend over wearing low rise, you're gonna see my crack.
A half inch.
I'm
higher.
Sure there's photos of it on the internet. That Ellen had to blur when I did the scavenger hunt in Target on the Ellen show, they had to blur my butt crack out. So that's the issue with
And
it.
I'm sure there's people that have butt cracks that are way smaller than
Sasha.
See? Yeah.
My sister babysat a girl who had the shortest, but her like pants would fall down and there'd be no crack. I don't know how she poops.
Yeah.
All right. Jessica asked Gwen, when did you get verified on Twitter?
I don't know, but Rachel had something to do with it.
Yeah.
Was it last?
It was VidCon last year.
Yeah.
I did a thing for Twitter and I met someone who's like really high up on Twitter and I was like, hey, can you verify my mom? Because Twitter, you have to know someone in order to get verified. Yeah. Like that's all it is you have to know someone. There's no forms.
I'm still figuring out how to get verified on Instagram.
I don't know how that one happened. I think someone DM'd me or something, and that's how I got verified on Twitter too. Is there was a guy who watched Colleen and I, and he emailed me. He's like, I can get you guys verified, and I was like, yes, please. So Twitter is just you have to talk to the right person.
Yep.
Christy asks, what went down with the mics?
We still don't know.
I have no idea. It's not the cords. It's not the mics. It has to be this receiver thingy Bob I use. I don't know.
The soundboard?
The soundboard. That's the right. Thanks, Mom, for knowing things.
Because you said it earlier today.
Oh. It has to be the soundboard. I don't know. It happened once in this podcast. I'm watching the...
It's distracting her,
it
actually.
It is distracting me because I'm watching because I don't know what happened. And it's so random.
Yeah.
I can't get to repeat it when I do, like, test the stuff.
Because we touch the mics or the cords or whatever, and it doesn't repeat. I don't know.
I hope I don't have to buy a new sound mixing thing because those...
This is new.
It's new and expensive.
Yeah.
So, that's all. And then last question. Nikki wants to know, you're Gwen. Can Gwen make cookies in a vlog, please?
Yes, I've been meaning to do that. I think I'm going to be doing it Tuesday.
Oh, give me that Wednesday vlog content, Mom.
Well, I'm going to be home and I might just do it then.
Yeah, so Daddy has some cookies at home. I said Daddy and it stressed me out.
You did and he, yeah. No.
All right, that's all of the questions I have.
That's it.
Do you have anything to add, Mom?
No.
It's Earth Day, save the Earth. I hope you guys had a great Easter. Just, you know, don't be a douchebag on the internet.
No.
Mental illnesses are real.
Yeah.
Don't self-diagnose.
Mm-hmm.
Get professional help. You'll never regret that.
And pick up some trash.
And pick up some freaking trash. This episode, I thought I'd talk about a few things more in depth than a lot of things over, you know. Let me know on Podcast ATI if you guys like that. Also, if you do anything this week that you wouldn't normally do that was good for the environment,
yes,
tweet it to us. Let us know. We want to know. So just like anything, if you saw a piece of trash, you picked it up, let us know. If you refused a straw, let us know. If you went vegan for a day, let us know. If you took less paper towels, less napkins, bought a product that was more eco-friendly, let us know.
Tell us.
We want to know. Let's praise each other
and we are going to like those comments.
Yes. Let's praise each other and egg each other on to do good for this earth, people. All right. I have the sniffles. I'm going to go now. I love you guys. Mom, take us out.
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.